Alrighty, we are back. This is Stephen McCarthy from the McCarthy Project, and we have been discussing movement in space, or efficiency of movement in space. And our next guest is Andy Barr from the New York Knicks, as well as he has a very cool background in the world of English football or soccer. And today I have asked him to come on the show to talk about injury prevention. And one of the things that I think happens frequently at younger ages is that so many people are doing what I call the random hardcore workout, and then they're doing it three or four times a day, and they are continuing this training program for, you know, 4 or 5 years through high school, and then they wonder why they've gotten big muscles, but they're always tired. Maybe they do have an injury that comes up along the way, and just things don't go as planned. And so I've asked Andy to come on the show today to talk a little bit about how you could correct that type of an atmosphere or that type of training workout. Andy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Oh, absolutely. So you had that little intro there where the random hardcore workout where you do it three times a day and you can't walk at the end of it. You know what I mean? And
you're 13 years old,
you know, and you're paying the price, and you're going to be a Division I athlete, you know, so to speak.
Yeah, but, and you're not probably going to have much longevity in your career.
You know, and it's funny because we've talked on the show previous to this point about assessments, but talk to us a little bit about, like, the Robert Griffin thing where he's not able to do a squat properly, and then he ends up getting hurt, you know, in a situation. But what can young athletes do to start to think about this, not in a fear way, but how they can essentially keep them in the sport longer and performing at a high level?
Well, like you were saying before, if you're doing like three or four sessions a day, you know, if you have a high stress to your body, you're going to have a high response. So that high response is a high reaction. You're going to get a lot of muscle soreness, and that means you need high recovery. Quite often you don't factor in the high recovery, or people don't factor in the high recovery, and they just start the training process again, and the body just can't cope with that level of training and that level of loading, so you don't have time to adapt, so you don't really maximize your, you know, training potential, and a lot of the times you start to develop overuse injuries or leave yourself at risk for fatigue, and then you do get injured. So I think, you know, primarily you've got to really focus on having a program that doesn't overload excessively. You need some overload, but not excessive, enough to allow you to adapt within a decent space of time. And then you've got to make sure that you provide enough recovery. So it's got to be a program that gives you some overload, not excessive, but then factor in enough recovery time. And if you're doing a real hard training session, you need to make sure that the following day you have time to recover, so you need a full recovery day. So recovery is just as important, if not more important, than the actual work that you're doing to allow your body to adapt. And, you know, younger athletes, it's even more essential because they've got, like, all the growing to contend with, and, you know, they're just not as robust to cope with loading as much. And, you know, that's why the key for a young athlete isn't just on about trying to get bigger and stronger. Is trying to be as efficient as possible with the movement and what they're doing to make the bodies as robust as possible to cope with the demands of the training. So, you know, you need to have a great training program in place, but then you also need to have great movement control. So body awareness, stability, balance, range of motion, proprioception, great reaction time, and all these type of things are, you know, all important. And one other thing that's not really mentioned too often is your ability to control your emotions, like have good awareness of how you're feeling, what your stress levels are. Because if you're, you know, really stressed at school, or if you've got a lot on your plate, that can affect your ability to recover. So if you're stressed, you're not recovering as well as you normally would. You might do the same workout, but you're not going to be able to recover as quickly from that workout. So you need to be very aware of, like, your levels of stress, because you need more recovery time if you're stressed out about something. So you can't do the same program as what you normally would. Otherwise, you're going to leave yourself open to potential injury or, you know, performance deficit. And there's a number of factors that go into it. But, you know, program design, body awareness, control, robustness, and then, you know, your overall psychological well-being is super important.
It's kind of funny because I always come back to, well, it used to be a cool quote, but now it's not so cool anymore, about Lance Armstrong.
Yeah.
You know, he said that one of his greatest strengths as an athlete was his ability to recover. You know, he thought that he did that better than everybody else. Now, it leaves the room for discussion whether that was actually due to his drugs that he was taking or not. But nonetheless, he actually felt that recovery was a big key. Now, I'm going to just in some research that I've done, I'd like for you to talk a little more about the recovery aspect. So many people, you know, read that, you know, that the old Soviet guys used to work out 3 times a day and 6 hours, and they did that, and you hear all the stories and all that. But what they don't read is that after every workout session, they did just as much recovery training, either taking a special bath or sitting out in the sun or just relaxing, you know, all that kind of stuff. Talk to us about the other side of recovery and what are recovery protocols.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, the thing with recovery, that's it's an interesting subject too. So, you know, you can do ice baths, you can wear recovery socks, you can take wonderful drinks and all sorts of different things. But you've got to really look at the basics, first of all. And if you're not getting the basics right, then all the other facilitatory things that you do aren't really as effective. So but my biggest advice to, you know, people when we're talking about recovery is you've got to, first of all, make sure that you're getting enough rest, and that includes sleep time. So your sleep quantity and quality is immense for recovery. That's where you actually repair. That's where you regenerate, is that time when you're actually asleep. So you can train, you know, 6 times a day, but if you're not sleeping well, then you're never going to recover from doing that. So sleep is my number one thing that I would say. And then, you know, going along with that is, what are you eating? What are you fueling your body with? So you've got to make sure that you have the right diet, that you're eating the right amount of quality food, good balanced diet, at the right time. You know, it's all very well eating right, but then if you're not eating at the right time, if you're eating like 2 hours after you've worked out, you know, you're not maximizing your, you know, ability to recover. You need to make sure that you're eating at the right time before you work out and after you work out, so you have the right energy stores, and then you also have the right amount of fuel to repair the damage that you've just done from that workout. So, you know, sleep, nutrition, and then the next thing is hydration. Like, we are 90% water. We have to, you know, we can't function if we're not hydrated efficiently. There's been so many studies that I've done to show that. So it's so important for, like, lots of different functions of the body to function optimally. And hydration, you know, is something that we really need to think about when we're talking about recovery. So sleep, nutrition, hydration, and then you can look at other facilitatory factors. I know ice baths have got some fairly decent research now in terms of helping to facilitate the recovery process. But other than that, there isn't that much else out there that I can really say that, you know, this is what you should be doing. There's some, like, I recommend recovery socks to our guys for helping compression, but we do a lot of flying, and there's, you know, benefits to prevent, you know, blood clots and that type of thing when you're flying. You know, my biggest thing that which I would tell any athlete is, you know, make sure you get the basics right. If you don't get the basics right, it doesn't matter what else you do, because none of it's going to be as effective if you haven't got the basics of sleep, diet, and hydration.
It's funny that you mentioned the basics, because ultimately I think our society has gotten so much information, it has read so much, that it almost confuses itself, you know, to say, okay, if you don't have those first three right, I don't care how much of trans fat, no fat, whatever kind of fat you want to think about, is going to make a difference if you haven't even got to the point where you slept that night. You know?
Exactly. It doesn't matter. It does not make a difference. I mean, the sleep influences so many things. It's just so important.
All right. Well, Andy, I know the time's short. Thank you very much for coming on the show today. Where can people get a hold of you if they'd like to touch base with you?
They can contact me at my email, andy.barr@innovateperformance.com.
Perfect. Thank you very much for coming on the show today.
No worries. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.